Katonda
Yesu yebazibwe nnyo
ngenda kusaba twanirize ekigambo kya Katonda n'emizira
enduulu
oba oyina omulere nago gufuuwe twabanga mukyalo twafuuwanga n'ebirenge nga munayinza okuba ali eri n'akifuuwa n'omuddamu n'amanya gundi ali eri twabifuuwanga oli waddembe n'okufuuwa ekirenge kuba nakyo kivuga kiri munda mu ggwe. Yesu yebazibwe nnyo. Kale twanirize ekigambo kya Katonda kubanga tukimanyi tutudde mu ggulu ery'okusatu. Tukwanirize ssebo, tukugulumiza kitaffe gwe omugulumivu okusinziira Isaaya essula ya 5:7. Kitaffe oli mugulumivu, tukwaniriza n'ekigambo kyo, tukwaniriza n'ejje ly'abamalayika wamu n'omwoyo mutukufu. Sebo kitaffe tukuddiza ekitiibwa, wewaba oli mukulu ssebo, jangu ofuge, jangu otule munda muffe akawungeezi ka leero nga fulumoleji. Ssebo tukwaniriza mitima gyaffe mu magezi gaffe, otuzze bujja, weebale nnyo kitaffe, weebale nnyo ekigambo kubanga tumiddwa gye tuli, otudde mu mitima gyaffe, weebale nnyo Omwoyo Mutukuvu kubanga oli otukulembeddemu n'ejje ly'abamalayika likampiize okwetoolola ensi yonna mutuko. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yenda kusaba otuleko. Twebaza Senga yatusedda. Agenda kubanga atandika okusosotora.
Is going to start preparing.
Atena teka tutwala omukisa guno.
So let us take this
opportunity. Okwaniriza abaweereza.
Welcome the ministers.
Katonda batisa obubaka tugenda kwatiriza omutumire onadi hope witness wamu n'omusumba Samu Bosa ne musumba Robin agenda okusomera Bayibuli kale nabo katubanirize mu linnya lya Kitaffe Omwana n'Omwoyo Mutukuvu kama roho.
Yes, you are the Lord God.
Praise Jesus, brethren. How have you been in the name of the Lord Jesus? And how is your life? Is life good? Greet for us, your brethren. Tell them, we shall rejoice when we reach the city of God. Begin to rejoice the practice of that city.
Yes, we have been here.
Praise Jesus so much. Let's keep diligent that we commit on to seek our God and to understand ourselves and all our territories of the kingdom of heaven.
Yes, we have been
here. Praise Jesus so much. We thank the Lord for this moment He's added us.
We're
going to move on now what is to happen in the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven. We want to wind up concerning the golden altar of God, where the lake of fire begins from.
And we
want to see the double portion of both things in other parts of the things in the lake of fire.
Yes,
praise Jesus. We thank the Lord for this moment He's added us. I know that God has done us good. And if you are out claiming He's not done good to you, He's continued to do good to you, for you have not yet fallen in hell. There is still hope that you can enter the kingdom of heaven. If you say God has not done good to you, the one of hell, what will they say? But you, there is hope of entering the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven. And by name and voice, Apostle Ronald Hope Witness, together with Pastor Apostle and our Bible reader, Pastor Robina. We love you all in the name of the Lord Jesus. Praise Jesus so much. Let's proceed on. We thank the Lord Truly he has loved us so much. Who was here yesterday? Most of you are here. You remember how we started sports upon the beast?
And
how the Lord wants a church without sport nor wrinkle? Truly, to understand those words, there is a great grace of God.
Amen.
Help us and empower us to be able to know things like those. We shall repeat them on the Tuesday and Wednesday.
Days
which we have put to see the skin of the devil on God and his church. We
began
to see the right Christ and his church and the false Christ in their churches. But that heading we ended with is what winded up severing the spirit of God and his works of righteousness, and the spirit of the devil and its works of unrighteousness. But according to how we move in the journey of heaven,
you
see double portion of what's in the lake of fire. You remember we end when we heard people's actions will be melting and it will be melted in the lake of fire because of acts which had spots and they were not of righteousness.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. But even today
we move
on with the double portion
of
the things in the lake of fire of melting the spirits. It's what we ended up as we had seen. But they want to move on to be seeing the things death and hell have been using. And they have been cast in the lake of fire. It's the main head that we have, the double portion.
Double
portion of things in the lake of fire. What death and hell have been using. And they are put within the lake of fire. These are to happen in the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven.
Yes, he was born.
Praise Jesus.
Bible
says in Psalms 129:22, from verse 1.
Zaburi chikumi abiri mubiri olinyolusoka.
Psalms 122 from verse 1.
Nasanyuka bwebangamba nti tugende mu nyumba ya Mukama. Ebigere byaffe biyimiridde munda mu miryango gyo gwe Yerusalemi.
We are delighted.
Abagenda okuyingirira ddala mu Yerusalemi.
We who are going to be entered in Jerusalem. And we are to live and reside there. And we've not gone there to be judged. When he speaks and says,
Zaburi chikumi abiri mubiri olinyolo kusatu.
Psalms 122 verse 3.
Gwe Yerusalemi eyazimbibwa okuba ekibuga ekigatiddwa wamu.
Kibuga ekyakola ki?
It's a city compacted together.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Newankubadde nga kiyina homeland 12.
Even though it has 12 homelands.
Naye nga za kugamba kyatekebwatekebwa bulungi.
But it was prepared very well.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Now
those to enter it, and
we've
not gone to judge you. To judge you. We are highly blessed.
For
what's in the lake of fire you've been hearing of them. And today we move on to see the next aspect. To see that things used by the angel of death and the angel of hell, they are going to be have put in the lake of fire.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Zaburi chikumi abiri mubiri olinyolo kuna.
Psalms 122 verse 4.
Ebika jebiri nya. Byebika bya Mukama. Okubaba juli lweri Israeli.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Tuenge bika bya Mukama
tukuna yingira. We as tribes and clans of God, we enter in there.
Umanyi ebika bilimwa amawanga manji.
You know, in the clan are many nations.
Tumanyi nga tugwa mbakadda bilimwa aba.
We know we fall within the 24 elders.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. Even the nation like the ants, you know that too
is
a nation, it too it enters Jerusalem, that there will be witnesses on that day of carrying judgment out.
Zaburi 12 mu 2 olunyo lw'okuna.
Psalms 122 verse 4.
Ebikaje birinya byebika bya Mukama okuba omujuli lwa Isirayiri okwebazanga erinnya lya Mukama. Kubanga bateko omwentebe ez'okusalira ku omusango.
Ntebe zigenda kubaawo.
The seats are to be in Jerusalem.
Mu central.
In the center of it.
Masekati wano.
In the center of it.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus so much.
You can
be able to carry judgment out.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. Most people read so much in Revelation 20. And the seats of judgment were put in place. But friends, in these Psalms, Psalms 122, verses 5, we see that we as the saints, we shall be on our seats to carry judgment out. And when the double portion is being made, of what's in the lake of fire, we shall be there and we are seeing as we are carrying judgment out. That's why we want to align ourselves when they still hope to be among them to enter the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven, in the name of the Lord Jesus. Let's move on
to
Psalms 122.
Zaburi 12 mu 2 onyolo okutaano.
Psalms 122 verse 5.
Kubanga bateeka omwo entebe ez'okusalirako omusango. Entebe ez'ennyumba ya Dawudi. Musabirenga Yerusalemu emirembe. Baliraba omukisa abakwagala.
Bwe tuba nga tuyayanira Yerusalemu.
If we are yearning Jerusalem of heaven.
Era nga twagala Mukama waffe.
We love the Lord Jesus.
Tulina omukisa gwa maanyi.
We are highly blessed.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Naye nga batugambye.
But they have told us
nti wajja kubayo kano ka double portion.
That there will be a double portion.
Ekiseera ky'okusala emisango.
In the moment of carrying judgment out.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Naye ekimu ku biyisinga okwewunyisa mu nnyanja
eyo. One of the amazing things about the lake of fire.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Kwe kuba nti ensolo oba
Jezebeli. That Jezebel. And the false prophets, they are going to cast them the lake of fire before they cast the devil there. After casting the false prophet and Jezebel, the devil will be cast there. Then after, we shall cast in there all the evil people
from
the generations of these three eras.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. Let's move on to here. What's in Revelations? Revelations 20, verses 10. Revelations 20, verses 10.
No muri oriomi eyavali mbanga na suliwa mnyanja yomuriro nechibiriti.
I think you hear that word. That the devil himself, he will find Jezebel, who is seated on a beast, and the false prophets. When we speak of false prophets, there are all spiritual gifts which God perverted. Whether you are a false apostle, a false pastor, a false evangelist, a false worker of miracles, false musicians, everything you hear could have been a spiritual gift. It was meant to serve God, and he did things all right. After that, you and Jezebel sit on a beast. You will be there before the devil. To be cast in the lake of fire. Let's repeat this verse clear. Revelations 20, verses 10.
No muri oliomi eyabalimbanga nasulibwa mu nnyanja y'omuliro n'ekibiriti. Ero omuli ensolo ne nabbi w'obulimba.
I think you
see, as they cast the devil within the lake of fire, already the beast, the one sitting on it is Jezebel.
Like
Revelation 17 tells us from verses 1 unto 10, we see Jezebel seated on the beast, the first fallen angel to fall and join the devil. The moment when they cast this beast, For we heard us 10 horns. All the fallen angels are behind them. In the moment of casting Jezebel there,
it's
the moment of casting in all the fallen angels. I think
you've
arranged that clear. As they cast the beast there, where Jezebel sits, the first fallen angel
will
fall and join the devil. Moment of casting in all the fallen angels. I think you've understood we'll be first within the lake of fire. The fallen angels.
Yes, you have seen.
Praise Jesus.
Then in
then the false prophet. And every spiritual gift meant to have served. But it perverted to serve in falsehood. Those will be the next to follow. Then the one who lied to them will be captured and thrown in there. And after, we shall head to judging the other evil people from the nations, the clans, and the languages. According to Revelation 20, verses 11,
the
Bible speaks of this on that issue.
Nendaba entebe y'obwakabaka ennene enjeru, n'oyo yali agituddeko eggulu n'ensi ne bidduka mu maaso ge, era tebyazuulirwa na kifo. Nendaba abafu, abakulu n'abato, nga bayimiridde mu maaso g'entebe, ebitabo ne bibikulwa, n'ekitabo ekirala ne kibikulwa, ky'ekyobulamu. Abafu ne basalirwa omusango mu ebyo ebyawandiikibwa mu bitabo, ng'ebikolwa byabwe bwe byali. N'ennyanja n'ereeta abafu abalimu, n'okufa n'amagombe ne bireeta abafu abalimu.
All this we got explained of them.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
Ebitabo by'okufa bibiri.
The books of death are two.
Abafiira mu Adam.
Those who died through Adam.
Ne batazuukira.
And they never raised up.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
N'abalibwa mu kitabo eky'okufa eky'okubiri.
And they account the second book of death.
Ennyanja y'omuliro.
The lake of fire.
Bible kyeve 8 ennyanja y'omuliro.
That's why the Bible calls the lake of fire.
Okufa.
The second death.
The
book of life is Christ Jesus our Master.
Will
be the way, the truth, and the life.
He
came in the scroll by which was written about. Where there are words of life.
Yes, he has
praise Jesus. Now death and
hell.
We saw that these are angels. The angel of death and the angel of hell, who is in Revelation 6, verses 7 unto 8. Now the sea, which brought out the dead, we too we saw it, and that the nations, clans, and the languages, according to Revelation 17, verses 15.
Yes,
praise Jesus. But don't be confused in these issues. Let's move on. Revelation 20:14.
No kufa n'amagombe ne bisulibwa mu nnyanja y'omuliro.
Here is where we are heading.
Which Bible yegamba?
Why does Bible say?
Yo kufa n'amagombe.
That death and hell.
Nabyo ne bisulibwa mu nnyanja y'omuliro.
Was cast with the lake of fire.
Kino beda kye tuwogerako.
This is what we've been speaking of.
Echa double portion.
Of the double portion.
Njeri nnyanja y'omuliro.
That the other is the lake of fire.
Yada akasera kuyikamu.
But at the same time.
Kufa byabadde akozesa.
What death has been using.
Ne magombe.
Even hell.
They're
going to be put in the same place.
Jukira,
remember,
kituita kufa,
what we call death,
ili malaika wa mukama,
is an angel of God.
Na ye ebyamuwebwa okolebwa,
but things okora, which you are given him to work upon,
biebitali ebyokufa,
they are the swords of death.
Yes, ye bazibu.
Praise Jesus.
No ya akora magombe.
And the one working in hell,
mkomerali ya Katonda,
in the prison of God,
malaika wa mukama,
is an angel of God.
Na ye ebyamuwebwa n'obuyinza,
but what was given him an authority,
biebi.
They are to cement,
okutema atema,
to cut,
okuja,
to burn,
okuruma,
to bite,
okuboja,
to Strike.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. All those you like, unclothe them. The angel of death will unclothe death and put it in the lake of fire.
Then you know magombe.
Even the one of hell. He will unclothe all the power. It will put that authority within the lake of fire. It means the angel of death and hell, the 200 trillion,
no,
200 billion of them.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. They will appear there and each will unclothe their authority.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Everything
that have been used, they'll put in the lake of fire. Now, in the lake of fire, that's where you see someone being melted. Understand that they see pangas cut them. They see lions devouring them. They see serpents which cannot be tamed.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
So what do they do?
Full of fear in there.
If
you will fall within the lake of fire.
Yes, yes,
praise Jesus. That's why we tell you that the lake of fire, it's totally different from hell. For the lake of fire works double. It's double portion. Multiplies hell 2 times in its actions.
Yes, you have a
praise Jesus.
So to and
I would have requested you, just as there's still hope in our seasons, to totally get saved. We still can use this time of being told and we take the lies
of
to understand our truth.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. Bible says in Revelation 18, as we get explained, how death and hell will be put in the lake of fire. So most people thought perhaps those angels will be held and thrown in the lake of fire. But no, the others are angels. But the name given them is death, according to what they gave them to execute. And another to be called hell, the works of hell just as they appear.
Yes, you must
raise Jesus.
So,
now, what is going to unclothe?
The
actions of death.
Another
will unclothe the actions of hell, power and authority.
Yes, you must
raise Jesus. Revelations. Revelations 18, verse
6. Mumusasulo yonga yibo yasasula. Era mumwongereko emirundi ebiri ng'ebikolwa bye bwe byali mu kikompe kye yatabula mumutabulire emirundi ebiri nga bwe yeegulumiza n'akabawala mumuwe bwe mutyo okubonaabona n'okunakuwala kubanga ayogera mu mutima gwe nti ntudde nga kabaka so siri namwandu.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus so much.
Jezebel.
Jezebel. Remember, she cast the lake of fire. Used to call herself the Queen of Heaven.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Now,
all people he has been working with, and people who connived with the devil, they said to them, mixed for a double portion. For the lake of fire was existing, but they told them to mix, that they get things of hell
and
the lake of fire, and they mix them together. Just as their actions appeared.
Yes, you have
seen. Praise Jesus. You know, we do many things on this world, and God keeps silent.
And
we think we are equal to Him. But He says,
I'll
bring them upon you one day. One day, He restores them all. This is the day He spoke of so much.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. As
He
based in Psalms, Psalms 50. Let's briefly get back and we hear.
Zaburi ya makumi ya tano.
Orinyo lukumi. Orukumi na umusambu. Orukumi na umukaka.
Zaburi ya makumi ya tano unyiru wakumi na mukaka.
Psalms 50 verses 16.
Nayo omubi Katonda amugamba nti ofayo ekyokubuulira amateeka gange n'oyingiza endagaano yange mu kamwako.
Bantu babeera babi naye nga beefuula abakwata amateeka ga
Katonda bwebaganyooma
ne bagalinnyirira.
Zaburi essula ya 5 olunnya lw'ekkumi
n'omusanvu.
Kubanga okyawa okuyigirizibwa n'ebigambo byange obisuula ennyumawo.
Nti batyawa okuyigirizibwa.
Tebaagala
kumanya. Era mu kosi yesuli yeyokuna babalulawo olutalo ne Katonda nga bagaanye okumanya era nga bawakana ne Katonda
nga
bawakana ne Kabona. Abantu bangi bagamba
tekyetaagisa
okumanya
ne
bw'oba nnyonnyola ebigambo by'okumanya
babisuula
eri mabega ne babiteekaawo
tebiribaayo.
Yes, he was
praise you. Jesus.
Hey, agamba,
but he said, after they have done all that, and you keep silent, but we wait. Let's hear.
Zaburi atano.
Psalms 50.
Zaburi eyatano, olunyiri yole kumi n'omunana.
Psalms 50, 18.
Bwe walaba omubi walagana naye, era wasse kimu n'abenzi. Owaayo akamwa ke eri obubi, n'olulimi lwo olukola eby'obulimba. Otuula ng'ovuma muganda wo. Ero wayiriza omwana wa nnyoko. Ebyo wabikola nange n'ensirika. N'olowoozanga nenkanankanira ddala naawe. Naye ndikunenya ne mbiteeka mu maaso go. Kale mulowooze kino, mwabeerabira Katonda. Nemu okubataagulataagula okubula waali bawonya.
Lunaku lwakukola ki?
It's a day.
Lwakutaagula nga teri awonya.
Day of struggling and no one heals. Remember that the fire melts you. The leopard has come out, is tearing you. As your downer part is melting. And there is a lion devouring your jaw off.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus. It's not an easy day at all. Let's be very careful.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus so much.
But today,
let's get back to Revelations.
Revelations 18, verse 7. Kyebiriva bijja mu lunaku lumu ebibonyobonyo bye okufa ennaku n'enjala era alyokerwa ddala omuliro kubanga Mukama Katonda w'amaanyi.
Ebibonyobonyo ebyo birabyeko birimujjako ebyo byombiriri.
They will both come upon him.
Okufa
death.
Imagine
the issue of death finding you in
hell. You want
to handle wisely this
verse.
For
that
shows how death is unclothe these things and throw them in hell. Death and sorrow. The famine. These are not what death has been using.
Revelations 18 verse 8.
You struggle with death. All the sickness have stricken you up. The malaria is too much on you. The pain is wasting time. Yet the fire is melting you. And you're so hungry. And you eat the word and you refuse. Them in hell, they can tell you of it. Even some of the world don't have a medicine for it.
We eat
those per a dose. Praise Jesus. We eat in doses. Whether those who don't get that dose,
and
the hunger affects them. They are in the war zones.
And
their hunger strikes them and the fasting increases more. Now the works of death continue to move on. Even the lake of fire. That's why they said death and was cast in the lake of fire. As if they said the angel of death will unclothe what he's been using.
He
will experience it in the lake of fire. According to Revelation 6, verses 7 and
8,
this is how death does his works. Revelation 6,
7. Nempulire eddoboozi ly'ekiramu ekyokuna nga kyogera nti jangu. Nendaba era laba embalaasi eya kyenvu neyali atuddeko erinnya ly'ekufa ne magombe n'agenda naye ne baweba obuyinza ku kitundu ekyokuna eky'ensi okutta n'ekitala.
Ekitala,
the sword.
Ojja kulaba eyaga jambiya.
You will see pangas in the lake of fire.
Andi kufa byabaddako
zisa. For death has been using them.
You will
be there being melted. Then you see an axe heading your way. A big axe roaring within the fire approaching you. And the axe will knock your head. You will see a hook is running in the space. But it's targeting one, your eye. They are in the lake of fire, they melt you. And the axe is running to hit and knock down your head. It's knocking your head. And an axe hits your head. When we speak of them because of
sin,
we can laugh over that. But what if you get saved from them? You know the evil pulls on us on this world. And they ask us why we keep righteousness.
And they
are making a loss not to move immoral and to steal. And they scorn us over that. But we are waiting for them on the judgment. But the more you despise, even God prepared for you. That's why he said, reserve the anger, give it to God. He will return to you to the day of judgment. Don't waste time getting hungered.
But he can't answer.
Now what is threatening?
The axe,
the panga, the hammer, the hooks.
Everything
which can be fashioned to cut, it will be in the lake of fire.
Things
of the lake of fire are very hard. Maybe you started of hell. Hell, it
thinks the
lake of fire multiplies the portion of hell. Remember in hell we had, there is a fire there. It comes from the mouth of the horses there.
But
this is the lake. They still don't blow fire on you just. But you're fallen in the big lake of fire. And its fire too multiplies double. And issues of death too join unto them. The big
ox.
God showed me these things. And I saw they had judged them and
put
them. I saw them melting, the axes are coming their way. And they are so hungry. But they are struggling. Let's see. Revelation 6 verse
8. Nenjala.
Enjala, malaika wokufa.
The angel of death.
Ibyo byakozesa
kati. Those are the weapons he uses. Remember they say he has to put them in the lake of fire. Then it will be too much in the lake of fire. So God said, friends, eat the words.
But
you don't get thirsty. Rather the famine. Of eating by the hearing the words. According to Amos 8:11 unto 12.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
If you
want to eat the word now, let me tell you, famine will strike you. This physical hunger is a joke. If the physical hunger you're not experiencing,
ask it before,
if they who have ever experienced it. It makes you slim in one day. Imagine the famine here we speak of. There is the one within hell. According to Luke 16:25.
And
the one in hell is so thirsty.
But
there you are being melted in the lake of fire. And at the same time, the famine is around.
Now,
listen
to
the other what they do.
Revelation 6:8.
The diseases you have ever had and those you have never had. Death is the one who has been doing this.
It
has his sickness inflicts on this world. Now they go and they also in hell. Even the lake of fire. They are
afraid
of different sicknesses.
And
they went with your spirit.
You will
have malaria.
And you
get sick of typhoid. And you get sick of running stomach. And you get sick of HIV.
You get
sick of every sickness, tumors, and boils.
Yet you
are building you. And sicknesses have struck you.
They
have handled your spirit direct. Remember, there is no body which feels pain. That body you are within, it's never experienced pain. All things which happen on the body reach unto your spirit. That's why no dead corpse, even if you beat it, it can cry. But a dead body never feels pain. What's
up
on your spirit goes direct your spirit and it feels pain. And you walk, I'm feeling headache. Who are you experiencing headache?
But
this day, that
means
the wound has got the body. But the spirit is experiencing that pain. On this day,
the spirit
will be naked. The body will be the first to be melted off.
Sickness
will under the spirit and its pain. You are so sick. Pangas are coming to cut you. You are so hungry. You are being melted. You think it's easy to reside there? You know, let me tell you. They will see with us the skill of the devils. Where we've reached. What the devil plots is one thing. That church without spot, not wrinkle, to finish from the world. That's why we saw the spirit of the devil appearing in form of a beast. And it has spots like of the leopard. This gospel which takes away our spots, it was wiped away long time. And they
began
to tell us that gospel is threatening. This is not threatening. This is warning when there's still time. You want to first fall in there. Then you will prove. I want to preach to the religious people.
You
false pastors and apostles.
ndisimanyi abantu bano muli babuulira geyena nenyenya omuliro nga baguddeyo.
I don't know will you preach hell to these people when they have fallen in there already? They say they are threatening you of that gospel. And that gospel is threatening you. You'll fear when you've already fallen in there. Or you have supposed to fear now.
For
in the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. When you get this fear,
God
gives you wisdom. How can you make it through? In the fear of the Lord,
it's
the beginning of knowledge.
When God gives
you fear sin and you hate it, it gives you knowledge. How are you going to handle it? Do this and that. My child will get saved from that.
It's
the reason why two scriptures are spoken. The fear of God is the beginning of wisdom. The fear of God is the beginning of knowledge.
But what if
you don't get fear, you can't access wisdom. Don't get to fear sin. You can't get knowledge.
For
you never knew. What? You fear nothing. But because we fear, God tell us how can we live on. And he too gives us knowledge. That my children, do not be
fought
while naked. Throw the body of heaven when it's still early. Watch over yourself without spot nor wrinkle.
But
Christ wants a church like that. That's where wisdom came from. That's where the knowledge came from. You know why religion of the born again churches around and the people of the world, the wizards are the sorcerers. They don't seek for knowledge and wisdom because they have never gotten a fear of hell, neither a lake of fire. If they had gotten them, they would have fought for wisdom. They would have fought for knowledge. Now they've taken away of that gospel
which
talks of hell and a lake of fire. It's to take wisdom from the people. It's to take knowledge from them.
And
others cease to seek for wisdom near the knowledge.
And they
begin to look for food to eat.
Houses
to sleep in, things like that. All those God already gave them to us. But what he said, seek my kingdom and righteousness. All the rest I will add them to you.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus.
Such
now I warn you of one thing.
But we
speak of the devil portion in the lake of fire. We studied of hell, you feared of hell. What is in the lake of fire, which is different.
And it's of the
double portion.
The other
is the lake of fire, it's not just blown.
Like Atlantic Ocean, Indian Ocean.
You join them. And they cannot make this altar. The golden altar. Where the lake of fire begins from. To flow to head to its source. It flows from the source and gathers at the altar. It flows back, taking back to the source. You know, this lake is what posed all the other lakes to move. And in the place they come from is where they go back. According to Ecclesiastes chapter 1. The lake of fire pulled these other water bodies that flow. Even the streams. The way to move.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
In
Revelation
6,
we see what death uses. When he has unclothed them, put them in the lake of fire. What happens
then?
We've so first seen three things. We've seen the sword, we've seen the famine, and the disease. What is left remaining? Revelation 6, verse 8. Now you see different beasts which are amazing there. But you know that the angel of hell
He has a
horse, he moves by. That horse. It said is of a lion. Those are powers which have been doing that. You can make a head of a bear. And you see a bear has come. And you see that the lion is roaring.
He
comes to head and chew the head. Don't die. We shall see different animals there. Where are the animals coming from there? They ended in the hell. And these animals, remember they in hell, they see Abaddon with these animals. You know that horse it sits on. It has a moment when it changes that head. From the form of a lion, and
it becomes
of any other animal he wants.
Now
all the beasts of the field, you find them there.
You
will find a big mosquito. You wonder where it's come from.
The
mosquito gets on your eye and sucks it.
I
told you, of heaven showed me things in three forms. Things which were, things which are, and those going to come.
We stopped
in what is going to come and I saw things.
And
we came back, started in the central on the seven lampstands. We are starting with the angels and the saints. What we see, we get back to study.
So beautiful. Are so evil
to the evil people. And they are extremely good. And the evil are far evil to the evil people. I told you, get very careful when you study concerning God. Praise Jesus. God will tell you,
forsaken
me the Lord, the well of living waters. And
he
will come back tell you, I am the God, the consuming fire. When
you
are the well of living waters, you are peaceful. When you are where the stream coming out of him is of fire, that's where you get to know the world has turned against you.
Yes, we ever see.
Praise Jesus.
You know
that upon God, your entire life, don't forget it. On part A,
it
flows like streams of living waters.
The
other part of the evil,
confusing
death or life. On the other side, it flows fire. Now unto the good people, it's a stream of life. Unto the evil, it's a stream of the lake of fire. My question is here, that on that lake of fire, this time is it flowing or it will await to flow on the other time? It flows from its source in above. Right from above it is flowing. And it comes
to the center
of first heaven, there is the golden altar. Now he tells you,
Daniel
7 verse
10,
he speaks like this. On this side of the lake of fire. Daniel 7:10.
Omugga gw'omuliro ne gutiirika ne gufuluma mu maaso ge enkumi n'enkumi bamuweereza n'obukumi emirundi akakumi bayimirira mu maaso ge.
Omugga gw'omuliro guva mwani
oyo kitaffe. Of fire comes from who? The Father.
Mwabawe eri.
From above the heavens.
Oyo mwegenderize.
Be very careful of him.
On the other
side, we're going to see him flowing in the springs of living waters.
Omanyi yatuka mbegula ni yasure ye kumine
bedi. You know, he told us in Hebrews 12, verse 29,
ya gamba buhati.
He said this.
Beblania esura ya kumine bedi, urunyiri yoro abili mwa mwenda.
Hebrews 12:29.
Gamba buhati. Kale, kubanga katonda wafegwe muliro gocha.
Katonda wafegwe. Let's
move up to get an explanation.
Biblia sura ya 12 olunyolo 28. Kale bwe tuwebwa obwakabaka obutakankanyizibwa. Tubenga n'ekisa kituweerezese okuweereza okusiimibwa Katonda n'okwegendereza n'okutya. Kubanga Katonda waffe gwe muliro gwokya.
He is the consuming fire. He is the consuming fire.
Usaidie no yabono ni
side of the evil people.
Yes, you have seen.
Praise Jesus.
Tumuhigendereze.
Let's be very careful of
him. Yekenyine kuvamo muliro ogwo.
He himself, out of him comes fire.
Nali okagukola mu nyanja.
And out of which makes a lake.
Mseraphi wo mukaga.
In the seraph number 6.
Obagwe tuito moyo wokotya mukaga.
Whom we call the spirit of fear of God.
And
the lake flows again
from above,
right from above the heavens,
and
it reaches the third heaven.
The
colors of the rainbow in the third heaven seen there.
The seat
of glass you see surrounding the throne in the third heaven.
And
it gets down the four living
creatures. And
it comes in the midst of the cherubim on the altar. That we have to study this ahead. But I showed you where it's coming from.
It doesn't
go beyond, it boils from there and gets back.
And
it goes back to the Father above the heavens. And it flows back again.
When
I told you, be careful of the living God.
Said
threatening to fall within the hand of God. Of the right hand. The left hand. For the gods are on that side. You know what's in the left hand of God? We have to study it at the end. There is a spirit of power. And the spirit of God, what is on the left hand of God. If you refuse knowledge, that's where you get to reside.
And you may hear
that you're going to be on the left, right hand of God, or left.
Yes, we
praise Jesus.
Those
things are not easy, they are very hard. For they go right far beyond what human mind and understanding thinks.
Yes, we
praise Jesus.
But
they told us on the side B is the consuming fire.
You
must be careful of him when you're starving him. If you don't go into the stream of living waters,
he
will take you in the consuming fire, stream of fire. And he will melt you. And you'll get back to sanity. But you'll not be saved. For there is no salvation there. It's the everlasting death. He wants us on the side of the stream of living waters. And he says this.
Jeremiah 17:13. Abaasenguka baliwandiikibwa ku ttaka kubanga bavudde ku Mukama oluzzi olw'amazzi amalamu.
Eyobulamu.
On the side A of life.
Luzzi lw'amazzi ki?
Is a stream of living waters.
Yes, we have mazzi.
Praise Jesus.
Oyagala wa.
Where do you want?
Wanyi?
Yes.
Revelation 22:1.
Just as the other stream you saw get from him. Even the stream of the living water still comes from him. He who is like that is the living God.
Praise
You'll
see the goodness of God and you'll exceed beyond you. If you'll be a good person, if you'll insist in your unrighteousness, you'll see his next part of B.
Yes, we was you.
Praise Jesus. Revelation 22 tells us this,
when
the stream of water from heaven. Revelation 22 verse
1. Nga guva mtebe ya katonda na iyo mwana kwendiga
nga ilo munga wogo mwuri
as the stream of fire where it comes from
katindu uja habari kupati B.
I think those on part B
babereri mabiganga yaba suteda na
mira vida cast them there, he forgot them.
Kufutu kama munga wogo mwuri
of him comes the stream of fire.
Tuvere nunga tumura maso kumaso,
we are with him seeing him one on one.
Munga guwa mazi mara
stream of water.
It's
not appearing like that.
But
if things are divided them like that. In
Hebrew,
he told us in Deuteronomy 30. On what concerns these two words we studied. When you're choosing, choose like this.
No, Chamateka. Chamateka is Suraya Satu.
Deuteronomy 30 from verse 19.
Ekyamateeka sura ya 13:19.
Deuteronomy 30 from verse 15.
Laba leero ntadde mu maaso go obulamu n'obulungi n'okufa n'obubi.
Byonna ani abirina?
Who has both of them?
No, ataddeyo obulamu n'omukisa.
Here is put life and the blessing.
We muga gwa mazi amaramu.
It's the stream of living water.
Usaidye dala.
On the other side,
enyanja yo muliro eri eri mwoku foko ku
lake of fire having the second death.
Ne obubi bonne agabazi.
And every evil
Edward
the sickness.
Londako.
You choose yourself.
Omanya abantu bali kunse kuno bali kakato
obita mere. People are on this world thinking God is a joke.
Na matoke ko sibulo kunyigira muchi.
Is someone you can press within a saucepan.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
Oh,
to the good people you speak with him and you enjoy his company. His children.
He
begins to show you everything.
He
said, the evil, I put them down there. Remember them all the past.
But
doesn't want we children know that the evil are cast in the lake of fire. When you reach a point, say all the past is gone. Those have made them a past thoughts. And
the
of fire all their years. But if renewed us, we don't have memory of anything. After we
shall
go, new heavens and new earth above the heavens, everything concerning them will end there. They thought of the past. But if
you
there are your bad love. But we are in heaven, not minding anything.
Those the
Father want us to remind them when we reach above the heavens. Me too, I don't want to know those. Let me know them now and it's finished. After we finish judgment, it will end there.
There
is nothing reminding all those things. Why is God taking away those things? He said there will not be tears. There will not be sorrow.
Neither
famine or any pain.
So
that's why it's to take away memories of all the cases. Getting above the heavens, the new heavens and the new earth. And we shall be there reminding how we judged our mother. Remember your mother,
or
uncle, or your son. People say if God is like that,
he
is not a justified God. They were not justified. Two things for you to choose. How dare you choose death? You're not justified as you. They don't speak of God not being a justified God.
batadewo butwa.
They have put poison before.
And
they put even passion fruit. And they say, choose what you will drink. Poison, you begin to faint. Do you claim it's you put it for me here? I told you this is poison. This is passion fruit. Choose. Foolishness tempts you. And you choose poison. You know the foolish one is the devil. That is the foolishness. But we know sin. Foolishness is the madness.
Yes, we
have praise Jesus. If you choose the things of God, be very careful. That is right on this wall. Let's
read
verse 15, Deuteronomy.
Deuteronomy
30 verse 15.
Lava, lero tade mumasogo obulamu n'obulungi n'okufa n'obubi. Kubanga nkulagira lero okwagalanga Mukama Katonda wo, okutambuliranga mu makubo ge, n'okwekuumanga ebiragiro bye, n'amateeka ge, n'emisango gye, olyoke obenga mulamu, oyalenga era Mukama Katonda wo alyoke akuwenga omukisa mu nsi gy'oyingira okulya.
Let's get verse 19.
Ekyamateeka essula ya 3:19.
Deuteronomy 30 verse 19.
Mpite gulu nenso kubo abajulirwa gye muli leero ngantadde maaso g'obulamu n'okufa omukisa n'okulimirwa. Kale weeroboza obulamu olyoke obenga omulamu gwe n'ezzadde lyo.
Bakugamba ebintu bino weebiri.
Era
eggulu lyonna n'ensi bakimanyi.
Abasoma naffe obujjuvu bwa Katonda Kitaffe.
Abasoma naffe
obujjuvu
bwa Kitaffe
Omwana
n'Omwoyo
Omutukuvu.
Mukimanyi ng'eggulu litegeera bulungi
nnyo.
Era nga nawe bamalayika
batunuulidde.
Bo bamanyi nti abantu newankubadde batambula mu bintu byonna ne balokola batya.
They know though human beings walk the world, no matter what they do, there are two things to be chosen out. Either life and a blessing, or death and a curse. In all things you do, according to your actions, they show you what you've chosen. But the father said, you people would have chosen life. This is the stream of living waters. When you choose wrongly, death, it's the lake of fire. It's the second death. These are within him.
So
you decide to do acts of unrighteousness. You campaign for us being unrighteous yourself.
And
you have cast a lot of the lake of fire. That's where you want to be thrown all the time. And the one who has done good, even all righteousness,
the
chosen streams of living waters where they flow from. In the city of God, in the garden of God. You know the
stream
wakes a panya of the lake of fire.
It passes
through the basement of the first heaven.
And it
reaches the wheels of the fallen creatures. And it moves up to the third heaven. And it goes to above the heaven. Where it leaves, you can't say, I'm going to rejoice from this place. It flows from the basement. And it flows. You think where it lives, there are buildings there, and there are cars you're going to be driving there.
The
flows from the basement at the side of the heavens, Jerusalem.
Yes,
praise Jesus. One of the lake of fire is what we speak of. Dreams of living waters are going to find in Jerusalem. It flows from all the streets, the 12 homelands of the Jerusalem
city.
And it moves up. It's
always
in the mountains of the fallen creatures. And it flows going up and it gets down to the living waters. And it moves to the third heaven in the garden. And it goes back to above the heaven. And from the throne of the Father and of the Lamb of God.
Everywhere it
lives is only beautiful. Let's choose well. Praise Jesus, brethren. Praise Jesus, brethren. Me, my question I want to ask. It means the Holy Spirit is the one doing both things. He is the one you see within the lampstand. He works in both. When they put you on the right, you tell him, you have become a goat. When they put you on the left, the right of the Holy Spirit,
you have gotten
wisdom, the understanding, and the counsel of God.
There
you
see,
you faced and you got the fear of God, you got knowledge.
You
never trusted any power of anything else except of God. We shall change it tomorrow. It will come close here.
Well,
it's going to be on that path we're going to cover. How goats will flow in the other stream the way it moves.
Yes.
Praise Jesus.
The
things
are nice
for the evil one, like the devil. We don't want them to be close to us.
What did Jezebel never not be over?
Jezebel and the false prophet.
We
serious battle with them.
When
I speak of them, I laugh even.
How did
you get started? Me, I don't get started. I get started over the devil. Leave me. Me, what I fight is one thing. Know the truth besides life and a blessing. And you'll be well. But
through
the evil, nothing is good. Now I cry overwards.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Me, I rejoice with they who rejoice. But if it gets to crying, I cry with they who weep while still on this world.
No.
When you fall in hell, we shall be rejoiced. We have no your time. We shall be in our
city.
Our garden, we think over your crying.
There
are no tears, no crying. Where it ends, but
yes,
praise Jesus. So much beyond the thoughts of the world, and I go there. Think of the lake of fire and even get a smile over that. And I'm trying one thing to reach out there. After I've chosen out the blessing and life. Even when I'm my joy is
finished.
Anytime I rejoice and get happy, my joy not to finish the entire day. When you wake up and you fall in hell, your joy will be no more. When
it
wakes up one day, you are on judgment to be cast in the lake of fire. No joyful things are finished, no more joy in you.
Yes,
praise Jesus. We've gone back to Revelations. Revelations
18.
We've
We
move on to see hell, what is going to be put in the lake of fire, how they appear.
Revelations 18 verse 18. Era bakabaka bensi abayenda naye abayenda ne bakabawala naye bali kaba bali kubebiwobe kululwe bwe bali laba omukka ogwokwokebwa kwe na bayimiridde wala olwentiisa eyokubonaabona kwe nga boogera nti zikisanze ekibuga ekinene Babiloni ekibuga ekyamaanyi kubanga musaawe omusango gugutuuse n'abatunuzi ab'omu nsi bakaaba banakuwala ku lulwe kubanga tewali muntu akyagula obuguzi bwabwe.
Yes, he was good. Praise Jesus.
Beings of the world will pass away what they have been onto. In that time when the double portion moves on.
Or
those who follow the devil and Jezebel. It will be a moment that they will be cast there also.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Revelation
20 told us. This verses 15.
Okay,
verse
14.
And told
us
this. Revelations 20:14. This is the second day.
Era omuntu yenna atalabika nga wandikiddwa mu kitabo eky'obulamu.
Yes, he was with you.
Praise Jesus so much.
It is a double portion.
It means a double portion. Whoever comes from the lake of fire must get it.
Say
that hell to be unclothed his is the angel of the bottomless pit.
It
will put the same lake of fire. All this he's been using.
You know,
he was given much authority.
Right
from our father himself. All things which have been doing what he did within hell, he will unclothe them. Their rightful names, angel of death and hell, Revelation 9:11, they tell us this. Revelation 9:11.
Erinya mulebulania Abadoni ne muliyonani aline erinya Apoloni
ngerinya lyeri adalango jeke ya kufana magongo.
His rightful name beside death and hell
bamuyita Abadoni.
He is called Abaddon
ba Apolioni
or Apolion.
Erinya le tufusiye kufa wabule bikorwa bya badako.
His name is not death but the acts he's been doing.
Ochitegedde burungi.
Have you understood it?
Now you
had Revelation 6,
verse
7,
and to 8. Those who
sat in the death and hell,
it
is coming from him.
But
that's an angel called hell, of the bottomless pit, of the prison of God.
His
rightful name is Abaddon.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Sigamand could Java Dinga, you
could fire. It's been death and killing.
What would I leave?
But it's authority God gave him.
And he
will unclothe it in any moment.
And
move on, cast it in the lake of fire.
The number of
they to unclothe this authority,
those who work on death and
hell, they speak of Revelation 9:16.
Kubikulira sura ya mwendo nyore 16 no mwendo gweje eliyabe bagale balasi obukumi akakumi emirundi ebiri nempulira mwendo gwawe
bali bilioni ya 12.
These are 200 billion.
Nabo bagenda kweja ko byinza bona
uteka. They do take off all the property put in the lake of fire.
Na ye yadumira kino.
But the one who commanded this,
yecho toke nyini,
it's the real altar.
You know,
all angels like Abaddon,
angel
of the fourth trumpet,
they have
been led by the four angels making up the fourth living creature.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
And the
altar commanded all of them to be set free and they take off all those powers. And they put it in the altar.
According
to Revelations. Revelations 9 itself. Verse 12, it says this.
Revelations 9:12. Malaika w'omukaaga n'afuuwa ne mpulira eddoboozi eryava mu nsonda ennya ez'ekyoto ekya zaabu ekiri mu maaso ga Katonda. Ngagamba malaika w'omukaaga eyalina akagombe nti sumulla bamalaika abana abasibiddwa ku mugga omunene Fulati.
Waliwo bamalaika bana abana.
There are these four angels.
Abasibiddwa
Those who make up the fourth living creature. One, two, three, four. The ones behind there.
Those
angels in whom they made a living creature.
They
are tied on the river Fourth Ephrat. We speak of the seventh spirit. But we speak of the fourth spirit. The spirit of power.
Who moved
in the entire Abaddons.
Set
free the gate of poverty, mix it and use it in the leg of
fire.
The
altar
told them, release them. Power which has been reigning over them to hand it over.
They
lead the armies which have been having the spirit of power. The ages of death and hell. Let's go down to here. Revelations
9:15. N'omuwendo gw'eggye eryabeebagala embalaasi obukumi kakumi emirundi ebiri. N'empulira omuwendo ogwabwe.
Kakati ennamba yonna.
Now the entire number.
Yeah.
Let's speak like this. The fourth living creature, it has the 24 elders, it has four. And these are what are behind the spirit of power. Now when we write like this, the spirit of power, four of the 24 elders, the spirit of power. The order is like this.
Over
and clothing powers from you. The spirit of power. Write down your order. The spirit of power. Four of the 24 elders. Four of 24 elders will finish them. One of the following creatures, the angel of the fourth trumpet, angel of the fourth power, the angel of the fourth power, is what we are on to. In the bracket put Abaddon. And we head to their hammer. 200 billion of the angels placed in hell.
Yes, you have a zero.
Praise Jesus.
So, what do you do? I
expect we can't study this now. We can't study that order. We've got it. All of it has a scriptures up there. But we study that while above the heavens. But we can't study that now.
This
is the way the Spirit moves the powers of the Holy Spirit. When he passes the Spirit of Wisdom, Spirit of Power.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. But we tell you, they
too
are to unclothe their weapons, which have been working with the angel of death and of hell. And they put in the lake of fire. Let's move in Revelations
9.
Revelations 9:17. All these we are to cast them in the lake of fire. Where we see iron coming. And it is all sharp with the fire on its edges.
And
it will pass through, take off your neck. But the neck will not totally get off. Everything they have at the total evil. You see them that have thrown it in there. And you see an iron coming in the lake of fire.
Revelations 9 verse 18. You
will see a lion.
Head
of a lion. And the lion has no tail.
You
see a head of a lion. In the lake of fire. And
roaring.
This hell has been using, we started all. You will find
it.
You fail to align and fall within the lake of fire.
Revelation 9:17. No more can each
reading.
It was if it's blowing fire. You are in the lake of fire.
And
the head of a lion is
seen.
It is blowing fire on you.
We can
the lake of fire.
It's not
something you joke upon.
That
people say they urinate to hell. That your foolishness is troubling you.
You take
out of your even understand and want to speak in. Foolish without anything in it.
You don't know what they find. It's
not me who spoke of them being
empty tins.
But they still are empty tins make a lot of noise. And it's like that. When you go back, get empty tins. Put one in water. And then I don't put water in it. Hold them, throw them down.
You prove
I wasn't lying, but and abusing but speaking truth. Without anything in it will make noise. It will make noise. The one of the water will fall there without noise.
It
speaks, put in a
its
voice comes when it's very careful. But the tin without nothing in it, as it says, their heads are pure without knowledge in them. They just make noise all the time. Let's move on here in Revelations.
Revelations 9:18. Nemufire kitundu ekyokusatu eky'abantu.
Mtu akugambye kufaabirayo ng'akola ngero wuliro olufaani
ng'alikokwawo. They are working, you feel dying, but you're not getting consumed of it.
Bino byetusoma wano bye bibeera mu magombe.
This we study here, what happens in hell.
Naye twagambye magombe agenda kuba biyambudde.
But in hell they have unclothed and would have clothed it.
Ng'abitadde mu nyanja
yamu. And they put it in the lake of fire.
Kubikulirwa essula ya mwenda, olunyiriri olw'ekkumi n'omwenda.
Revelations 9:19.
Kubanga obuyinza bw'embalaasi buli mu kamwa kaazo ne mu mikira gyazo.
Babira n'emikira.
They have tails.
Egy'embalaasi. Egy'enjaba.
Of a scorpion.
Nejjukira ezo gundi zaabwe ezo. Embalaasi zaabwe.
Those their horses.
Ze zibira n'emikira
egy'enjaba. They have those tails like that.
Egy'enjaba.
Of a scorpion.
Kati era ojja kusingana eyo omukira nga gwebuba naye nga guliko omutwe n'ogwanjaba.
Find a tail rolling but has a scorpion attached to it behind.
Oyo ye mwoyo w'amaanyi abadde akulira mu bwongo atonda ebintu.
That's the spirit of power working them and he has been creating things.
Nga kuliyetinga buli kye baagala okukozesa.
And he creates whatever they want to be using.
Enjaba ekugweko osaanuka enjaba
ekuguddeko.
Emuna muna n'okusanga tosobola
kusa. Even breathing you cannot breathe in here.
Wanga jukira omuliro wegubera tewabira oxygen
mukimana. Where the fire is, no
It's a time when the
scorpion has come through the northern other pastor
outside.
There is no breathing.
That's why
they even don't want to repent.
They
are to be there and God forgets them, calling them a past thought. According to Psalms
90,
he said he made them a past thought and he pushed them in destruction.
That
they live there to get destroyed all their days.
Revelation
9:19.
Kubanga emikira gyazo gifanana ng'emisota ngagiri n'emitwe.
Kakati ate mu ngeri mu kaseera ke kamu.
At the same time,
babeera nene mu mugongo eno babadonia.
In their back these abadons.
Babeerayo n'omusota.
They have a snake, a serpent.
Ufukutukeyo.
It comes from their back. At the top of their back like that.
Yuki atuwakaya wano bayina omwoyo w'amaanyi asobola okukola ebintu nga bwe baagala.
The spirit of God power who can work things as they want.
Kati amaanyi agabadde gakozesebwa emagombe.
Now the power which has been working in hell with
them.
In the lake of fire.
Omusota ogwo.
That serpent.
Gubeera n'emitwe esatu.
It has three heads.
You
see a python and other, there are three
types
of snakes.
That
is the maggot of the lake of fire. A big, huge snake. And it has three heads. It's coming your way.
Here
you're melting. You see a fear and the awe coming your way. See a great big snake.
It's
coming with three heads your way. Things appear like
that.
For people,
sins
of gain rejoicing.
Refuse to repent,
God and align themselves with Him.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
If
you are a sinner, you're out there having your sins you've been doing. There is a day called day when you hear the voice of the Lord your God. Do not harden your heart. You tell God to test Him. But when you test him, you still see him.
There are
those who hear this word and say, wow. You know they have mouth. A mouth
which can
jeer like that, like a snake. But we shall see you. You know, you're a pastor who has just lived these seasons. But you forgot the first seasons of
yours.
Even the place you first resided. Even though you've been here on this world. Even
when
you're going, don't know therefore, you never knew where you came from.
Now
you're right there shouting, speaking whatever you find.
But
God who was and is and will still be there.
And
to foresee his word through all seasons. In what was he foresaw them, in what is he foreseeing, and what is going to be coming. Till they've come to pass. Now you're a human being.
Just
40 years. You speak as if you have wisdom, yet you don't have it. What you find is what you speak. And let me tell you, it's not you have been fast. There are many of your colleagues who are foolish like you. And they too spoke just as you speak.
Bible
speaks that.
Or is that
as foolish as spoken that God is not there. Speaking that as though they whatever you speak and no more understand it. But there is a day called today. You can give up all you've been doing.
If
you speak words of life, you twist your mouth as you hear us. The other day while you're still a baby, you could not do what you do now. And God helped you raise
you.
Made your bones grow tall. And
you
raised your mind.
You
use it to contend with what God tells us.
How
to prove foolishness troubles the mind.
And
foolishness is real madness. According to what Ecclesiastes explained, let's finish, your time is running.
kubikulirwa esura ya mwenda olunyolyo 10 no mwenda
Revelations 9 verse 19
ngajirina emitwe era jejirumisa n'abantu abasigalawo abatatibwa mu bibonyobonye ebyo tebenenya mu bikolwa by'emikono gyabwe obutasinza balubaale n'ebifaananyi bya zaabu n'ebya feeza n'ebyebikomo n'ebyamayinja ag'emiti n'ebyemiti ebitayinza kulaba newankubadde okuwulira newankubadde okutambula ne batenenya mu busi bwabwe newankubadde mu bulogo bwabwe newankubadde mu bwenzi bwabwe newankubadde mu bubi bwabwe
ebyo byonna kufaako ze kyakola wano n'asumba aboonoonyi n'ababiyisa mu bintu bingi ne bagaana
okweneyabeeyongeddeyo
paka mu magombe ne bagwayo
era
ne basangayo emitawaana
era
seba ababise bwe
tebeenenya
okimanyi nti yesu yagenda emagombe n'amala ennaku
ssatu
era aboonoonyi baalemerayo
yesu
nga lwaki katonda yagamba tulina okubaterawo ennyanja y'omuliro
tubasaanuse
balyoke bamanye nga nze mukama
nsaanuusa
okitegedde
bulungi
waliyo abantu balina embutu bakakanyavu emitima tebawulira babeereyo nga bagamba mutubuulira
ebintutiisa
nga bawakana ne katonda nga bawakana n'abantu ba
bulijjo
kankuba abantu balina emitwe emitene mu nsi
muno
tebawulira
gwolowooza
kakati abantu balinakira gwogenda mu masomero ag'omu nsi
gatuuza
abaana bangi okusoma ebiribwa ebiryo
students many to study things there
bameka abatuula mu nsi muno soma katonda ne byatugamba
how many of the people sit in the world to study God and what he told us
oba wagira bayo sirabasi yosoma bayibuli
or have you seen a syllabus of studying the bible
kyokka n'abalinga abali mu kanisa bannaddiini
yet they in church religious people
baliawo balina agatabo gaabwe ge
baateekawo there with their big books they put in place
ne bamala okusoma ne bagamba ebigambo ebyo bikomya temubyongerangayo era tebigenda kubaawo mubikomyawo temubyongerangayo ate tebiribaayo awo
webikomye
naye bibeera bigambo by'evanjiri era ebyaddala ebyevanjiri tebiriyo era
tebiribaawo
kakati ebya bayibuli mwe ababinyoola
mulinde
omusango oguli mu
kkubuli
n'okuzikiira kwamwe mu nnyanja
y'omuliro
basumba bali mu kifo ky'otubuulira ebirimu amagezi batumalira
obudde
yesu
yebazisaaya
13 atugamba bw'ati katono ku basajja bano
ab'amaanyi
bano abakola emagombe
n'okufa hell and death
engeri gye bagenda okweyambulamu amaanyi gano ge yabawa
they will unclose the power he gave them
Isaiah sura ya 13 nyolusoka
Isaiah 13 from verse 1
omugugu gwa Babiloni Isaiah mutabani wa Amozi gwe yalaba muwanike bendera ku lusozi olw'ebweru mubayimusize eddoboozi muwenye n'omukono bayingire mu miryango gy'abakungu ndagidde abawonge bange weewaawo mpisa abasajja bange ab'amaanyi olw'obusungu bwange
bajja kujja kunaku lw'obusungu bwe era nga babadde bakola ku busungu
bwe
obayita mu kufa
n'amagombe
naye ku busungu buli n'ekiruyi era nabo bajja kubaawo bajje bayambula obusungu n'ekiruyi babyongeremu muli
eyo
mu nnyanja wali
ey'omuliro
Isaiah sura ya 13 olunyiriri olw'okusatu mpisa abasajja bange ab'amaanyi olw'obusungu bwange abange abenyumiriza n'amalala
gwogera n'okola n'amalala naye bayinza
okukukolakoakukuba
eddobo n'akuwalula
mpolampola
moving,
jumping with pride. You are on a hook making noise. And
still
you had pride on the world.
What
happened in hell? Since the lake of fire, you will experience them. You will see a hook.
Isaiah 14:4. Mukama weje akunganyize je eriyolutalo.
Abonno basajja baba amana.
Those are his mighty men.
Bajeri arutalo.
They are a army of war.
Isaiah 13:5. Bava munsiye wala.
Bava ya mubunye obutakoma.
Come from the bottomless pits.
Mugeye na jiwa bade bakole banga lyonna.
Hell, that's where they worked all along.
Eranga bakola nabo okufa abasiba ku nsi kunonga
batala. And they work with the ones of death who are on this world moving.
Okujja mu emyo jaba je mu juwereze magombe.
Check out spirits of they who go within hell.
Abobe ni bali jijayo.
They themselves on the day of the Lord Jesus. They will bring them in the torments which will be on this world. After they will leave them, take them for judgment. Death will unclothe the power and authority which you have been using and they add them in the lake of fire. Isaiah 13:5.
Bava musie wala.
Bottomless pits. That's where they come from. They have been working all along. They want to wind up their work to get back the form of angels. Of the good, beautiful angels like these ones.
But
they were given authority and power to do what they do now. They have to unclothe issues of death and hell. And they put them in the lake of fire. And there will be seen more tribulations and troubles.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Much troubles will be in the lake of fire. Let's read way how they have been using their weapons. But no, if they will unclothe this authority and it's put the lake of fire, everything fashioned to torment, then they
will
spear will come from elsewhere and big and it will penetrate through you.
Yes, we have
a praise Jesus.
You
know, I would have cried by asking, why should I cry? For God has already warned us.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
I continue
to rejoice and to thank God for making us in the name of the Lord Jesus. You know, the things of this body, while I was in the gen of heaven, always came back and cried after seeing these things.
The
time crying and no one will be saved from that. You can't
escape neither
the lake of fire.
I
said, no matter how cry for you there, it never does any meaning.
Tears
right now pass through the word as I preach it.
Bible
says,
I preached
you crying tears in my heart, that they can get awakened and get saved. When we know the wrath of God being like that,
we
warn all people imploring them to reconcile with God when there is still time, which is called today.
Isaiah 54:15-17. Isaiah 54:15. Laba mpozi bali kungana na yesinze ndiba kunganya. Buli ali kunganirako ali kwa kululwe.
Bogera kumkamafu.
They speak of the Lord Jesus.
Laba natondo mwesa afuka afukuta omuliro gwa manda najjamu ekintu ekikola omulimu gwe.
You
hear this myth?
Abamalaika Abaddon.
These are the angel Abaddons.
Bali na imbalase.
How those horses?
Did you know Mumweno Guamporogum?
He has a lion.
Mundaziwa na muriro.
Inside the blow of fire.
Ukuwe sebi okuruandisa.
Fashion weapons.
Baba deva kora buli kebaga na kukoze sang.
Fashioning every weapon they want to use.
Mpiso
needle.
Be mpiso mubugere magombe.
Inject you in those toys within hell.
Kamuku kamu mpise
mwembe. One injection.
These
needles,
he
puts your fingers and he pierces them with needles. Every weapon as he would have fashioned as he wills. Now that power is
rather
a cloth that put within hell. Don't wonder seeing needles which inject
them
and they treat you without getting healed.
So
we told you you're getting so sick in there.
And
refuse to eat the word of God which has your life.
You
big injection and they're injecting you with it.
They'd
have these needles be used for clothing. And
they're
piercing you. The toys. What they call fashioning. These angels have been using these things in hell
by
the power of the Holy Spirit.
Which
passes through the spirit of power.
This time,
all is going to be the lake of fire. Fashion pangas. Big pangas. The armors.
And the armor
is bigger times than your head. It comes
broadly
and it has a voice it makes. And it knocks your head.
But if you don't know,
in hell today, but we promise you want to fall in there. God promised to do all kinds of people. Those who go to heaven, he pays them as their acts. Even those in hell, they are paid as their works are.
That thing
which is big headed, they make a hammer for it. Because the head is big, is beyond you.
It needs
a hammer which can humble it. Let's finish here.
Isaiah Sulayata no menyo yura kumina mkara.
Isaiah 54:16.
Laba natondo muwesi afukuto omuliro gwa manda. Najjamu ekintu ekikola omulimu gwe. Era natonda n'omuzikiriza okufaafaaganya.
Oyo magombe bakuba emiggo ne bakutema
they trample you. Imagine.
Bana agenda okusaanusa mu nnyanja y'omuliro.
As the metri the leg of
fire. And they
spat you on the ground in pieces.
The
other way of touch the spirit itself. That you dream when it's out of you, moving out there. That's the you, a real person will handle. The panga.
A spear
coming.
Weapon
which can cut and be used.
They
make a bomb you was in a war. And you come back for.
They
pay you as you did on this world.
Bombs
will be there blowing and exploding like a fire.
Zino missile is called a Sibama Wanga.
Missile is see it coming head in your way.
Go to missile,
you used to manufacture poisonous missiles.
These
ones fashion every weapon of war
they make it. That's
the power to be put in the lake of fire. The power of death and hell. Let's finish verse 16.
Isaiah 54:4.
Isaiah 54:16.
Tewabe nga kyakulwanyisa kibali weesa okulwana naawe kiriraba omukisa. Era na buli lulimi olulikugolokokerako okuwoza naawe olulusinga.
Njukira muleka b'okufa bali. Singa basalawo okukola ntalo wano ku nsi. Bino b'okulwanyisa bumiza ero bakoze bufu nnyo. Njukira twabakulagawo ku lunaku lwa Mukama. Buno bumiza ero bagenda buwutanga
buwutu. Akasindika eri olubuto
lw'embalaasi yaaso
akawozeewoze. And they will quench them in there.
Kubanga bo bakola ziri enkambwe.
You have manufactured the wild.
Na kubarura no buli katono ne kagwa je kagudde ate na
mukunganya no dawo. Every part falls its side and it gathers again.
Kati ebibye ebya malaika okufana amagombe.
Now each of the age of death and hell.
Engeri je bigero take ba munyanja omuli
biroze. The lake of fire, think of it.
Kituita double portion chika chintu cha chika cha guru.
Double portion is of high level.
Enja kutunabe ku mbuzi zino.
Tomorrow we shall see of these goats.
Nengeri kizigeno kulukutira mu nyanja y'omuliro.
How they're going to be flowing with the lake of fire.
Fe abaitibwa endiga abana bakatonda.
We call the sheep the children of God.
Natuli ku migeja amazi amara mu bife ebirungi.
Streams of living waters in the good places.
Natwe yagara.
And we are enjoying.
Musande tuliko tutandike bibinja bya bamalayika.
On Saturday we shall begin groups of angels.
Omusango.
The seven groups.
Obulamu bwabwe.
Their life.
N'emirimu gyabwe.
And their work.
Mukama akuwe omukisa.
God bless you.
We bade.
Thank you for coming.